It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wake Up Call!
So, I took my family over the weekend to Bishop's Pumpkin Farm. I love Bishop's Pumpkin Farm, by the way.
Yes, you do.
They're not paying me to say this, but I think it's a great place. So we're there, and one of the many slide structures that they have down into the hay, it's big, like there's just a bunch of hay at the bottom of the slide. My kids are going down there. I have three kids, and my youngest, Zoe, she's having a little fun with the hay. She, as her brothers and her cousin Winnie are coming down the slide, she's having fun throwing hay on their lap. I then look up and I see some guy starting to yell at my daughter.
For her throwing hay on your kids?
That is correct.
Okay.
He's not even doing it in a way where he's like trying to be nice about it. Like,
yeah.
You know how like
no, honey, don't do that.
He's not doing that. He's going, hey.
I get it. Hey. Oh. Sorry. Don't.
You earned it.
Okay.
He's going, hey, we don't throw stuff on people. And he's finger waggling, you know, at her and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I don't get up from the bench because I'm not that far away. But I just like look up and I'm not aggressive. And I just go, hey, that's my daughter. Those are her brothers. It's fine.
Oh, he didn't realize. Okay.
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 So right away, though, this guy, my eyes on you.
Right.
Don't do that.
If she was throwing hay on his child.
Right.
I can understand saying something, but still it would always be in the like, sweetheart, no, let's not throw hay on each other.
Right. Exactly. And then she did throw hay on his child.
Oh.
His kids came down the slide right after that happened, and she picked up hay and put it on their lap as well. Then he started yelling at my kid again. That's when I got up. Listen, Bishop's Pumpkin Farm is no place for fisticuffs.
It's certainly not.
That's their official slogan.
Yeah.
And I just took her by the hand, and I was like, come on, Zoe. Let's go. We'll find another slide with hay. Everything here has hay. Okay? But she was shook by it.
Yeah. See, that's the part that is always really gets me is it is jarring.
It's jarring. It creates negative core memories.
Yeah.
When I don't know you and you're yelling at me and you're an adult and I'm a kid.
I don't even particularly want people that I do know yelling at my kid. If it's a problem, come to me. I will handle it. Chances are I'm seen it and I'm dealing with it already. But if I'm not, please just tell me.
Right.
Unless my kid is in some kind of danger, then yell at them as much as you need to keep them safe.
Sure. What if your kid, though, is legitimately in the wrong, though? Because this is the gray area. As I'm reading over text messages coming in at 909-1065, you can call us at 909-1065 as well. It's a lot of people saying, listen, if my kid's in the wrong and I'm not there to fix it, by all means, yell at my kid.
But you can do it. You can always do it in a way like, brutal honesty is rarely necessary.
For a child.
Right. So, like, there's...
Right.
You can get a kid to stop doing something using very gentle language and, like, body language also.
So what would you have done in that situation?
I would have done exactly what you did.
Both times?
Yeah.
Casually sit back, not even...
I would have made it clear, like... Oh, no, those are her brothers. She's not just wreaking havoc on everybody. And then I would have got up. At the very least, I would have put my person in between this man and my child.
Do you?
So I would have gotten up and, like, done that. And then if she still wanted to play, let her play. And then if she didn't, then we could go.
Do you think I should have said something to him, though? Do you think I should have said something more than just that second time when he did yell at her because she was throwing hay on his kids?
Well, no, it's worse the second time because she was throwing hay on his kids.
Right.
So.
But I mean, but still, though.
What?
She's not putting a spike bar at the bottom of the slides. It's hay.
Okay, like, but if he doesn't down. Want. I mean.
Calm down.
Well,
to the point where you're yelling at my kid.
No. Nobody, again, should be yelling. What good would it have done to have said something? You're going to change his mind? He's going to be a new person, guy that yells over hay?
Maybe I will. Maybe.
What
you
would
don't
you
know.
Said?
I don't know. Be like, hey, it's not that big a deal. I got to stop saying hey. Like, it's not that big a deal. Come on, guy. Really? Over this? You're going to yell at my kid over this?
I would make it more about just the yelling. Like, please do not talk to my child, what I would say.
All right.
I just told you I'm her dad. Talk to me.
All right. Well, maybe I should have done that. But listen, Bishop's Pumpkin Farm, no place for fisticuffs.
Nope.
Since 1973.
Year round. That's their motto. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.